In Old Testament times, thousands of lambs were brought as offerings. They were God's lambs. And surely many young boys asked, "What does God need with a lamb?" The devout Israelite father would explain that the lamb, chosen at God's direction and set aside for him, truly belonged to the Lord, but was offered for the sake of the worshiper. God's lamb brought to meet human need. The need for the sinner to see the seriousness of his guilt. The need for sin to be atoned for, and for the sinner to be made right with God. The need for an innocent substitute to bring this about. And if it was asked how any lamb could do all this, even one without blemish or defect, the understanding replied that God accepted these lambs in view of another far greater substitute and sacrifice which he himself would provide. For centuries this went on, and then, on the banks of the Jordan, John the Baptist pointed to Jesus of Nazareth and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world."